After years of symphony lockouts, tight budgets, and bad press, it has finally been a good year for Atlanta's dominant arts organization. WABE's Amy Kiley looks at how 2016 went for the Woodruff Arts Center.
The Woodruff Arts Center is home to the High Museum, the Alliance Theater, and the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. Last year, the ASO opened its season with this performance of Mahler's Resurrection Symphony. But now, Resurrection might be a better theme for the Woodruff Arts Center. In 2012, it was still recovering from the recession. The Woodruff Board locked out the symphony and demanded a reduction in the players' salaries and even the size of the orchestra. 2 years later, it locked them out again. It wanted to shrink the symphony even more. Since then, the symphony has been under pressure to stabilize its finances. This year, it did that. It secured $25 million in endowment funds to keep the orchestra at 88 players permanently.
This is obviously a huge, huge waypoint for us.
That's ASO Executive Director Jennifer Barlament. She spoke to WABE after that announcement in October.
We've hit a significant milestone in the ongoing journey toward long-term sustainability and vitality of the institution.
The Woodruff Center went on to conclude its overall endowment campaign early and with an extra $10 million. The Alliance Theater's main stage will get Coca-Cola's name as part of that deal. Woodruff CEO Virginia Heppner says she will step down this May. She came in during the first lockout. Now she leaves the center on a high note. Amy Kiley, WABE News.